Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're listening to the all-new 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. KFNZ FM and AM, HD1 and HD2 Kansas City, an Odyssey Sports Station. Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Yeah, all right. Good evening. Royals lose to the Yankees. 6-3, the final score, and it wasn't that close. Let me give you the phone number right out of the gate, because I'm not doing this alone. I'll tell you that right now. Phone lines are open for you. I need you. Well, you know what? I don't need you. If you want a quick show, don't call. You know what? Here's the number, 913-586-7965. That's our text line number as well, but the phone number, 913-586-7965. Listen, I've had, too much time to process this one. They give up 5 runs in the second inning with the way that this offense has performed this season. It feels like a death knell. Yeah, I understand the Royals had, 24 outs to go, but it still seemed as if it was a wrap. I wasn't waving the white flag, but I've just had too much time to allow this thing to digest, this assumed loss, which turned into a obvious loss. I'm sorry, I refuse to get worked up. I apologize. I did it all yesterday. I'm not doing it again. It's on you. If you want to get upset, you want to scream, you want to rant, you want to yell, you want to point a finger, you do it. I'm not doing it again tonight. Yeah, either you do it or it's a quick postgame show. So again, the phone number is 913-586-7965. I don't pretend to care more than the players or the coaches or the front office personnel or ownership or anyone that receives a paycheck from this organization. I know they care more than I do. I know that. But man, that was embarrassing. This has been embarrassing. The whole thing's been embarrassing, and I'm talking about playing the Yankees. 7 straight losses to the New York Yankees. Outscored by 18 runs. Boo Jazz Chisholm all you want. Where's the lie? What did he say that was untrue? booing Jazz Chisholm while Anthony Volpe's punk behind. Ugh. It's embarrassing because you were outplayed in every single facet of the game. Not just tonight, not just last night, but the three-game series in the Bronx a few months ago, the final two games of the DS last year. It's every single facet of the game. They're clearly better. You can't say otherwise. You want to, I want to, you can't. Better bullpen, better rotation, better defense, better at running the bases, better at the dish, more power. But they're just better. A lot better. Now, maybe that's easy for some of you to say. Ah, the Yankees are better in every single facet of the game. Now, what's frustrating me, and I said I wouldn't get worked up. But you're not just getting worked over consistently at home. The Yankees, the Tigers, the Cardinals, the Red Sox, the Reds, everyone comes here and picks up a series win. No. No, that's not what 2025's about. I'm sorry. Oh, see, oh, my eye twitch. I haven't had this eye twitch in a long time, but it's back. It showed up tonight. Oh, God, here we go. I need to cool out. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Now, you don't need to hear it from me. The Royals don't need to hear it from me. They know how I feel. Everyone in that clubhouse, that front office, they know how I'm feeling right now. They feel even worse. I get it. But even if they don't, they know how I feel because I did this show last night. This exact same show. Now, I'd like to dissect that five-run Yankee second. Man, I would really love to dissect the way that, yeah, Chris Bubich was hurt by Cody Bellinger, he was hurt by the home plate umpire, he was hurt by his own defense, and of course he was hurt by himself. And there's so much that went into that second inning, but if we're being honest, it doesn't matter. I know it was a three-run game. If you were watching, if you were listening, it wasn't. I'd love to sit here and tell you why Chris Bubich wasn't as bad as his final line would indicate, but you don't want to hear it. I don't really. I do feel like diving into it, but after a loss like that, is anyone really trying to listen to my silver lining of Chris Bubich's night? I know it's my name on the show, but if we're not calling tonight, it's going to be a quick one. All right, good. All right, let's get to it then. We have Kevin. Kevin was one of the more than 21,000 to turn out tonight. Kevin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, appreciate you. I can tell you've got a lot of passion for the team. And so I'm just talk you off the ledge just a little bit. I think number one is just being positive about our team. You know, in Kansas City, we've always just wanted a team that can compete. And, you know, we got a team that can compete. We do have good players. We do have good pitching. We're not as good as the Yankees. You called it. You're right on. We're not as good. But we're still a 500 team. We're competitive. So just talk you off the ledge a little bit. But one thing I noticed tonight, and I don't get to go to a lot of games. I, was fortunate to go tonight, but I got some good seats, and I was kind of close to the dugout. And one thing I noticed just watching the players come on and off the field is, this is just an observation. We got to act more like a team, just all together, you know. And I was watching the Yankees, and, you know, they're supporting each other. They're excited. And our guys, I think everybody's just trying too hard. They just seem disappointed. That's not to say we're not a team, but when you watch the guys, you could tell that there's just a little bit. We're not a tight-knit team right now, and maybe that's the call-ups, the changes, and everything we've had. But, you know, we just got to, you know, play like a team. I think everybody's trying too hard. We got to do the little things right and, you know, put the ball in play, get base hits. You know, everybody's trying to get the big hit, and that's my take. Appreciate what you do, and, you know, hopefully we do better tomorrow night.
Hey, way to get us started. Kevin, good phone call, buddy. Nice to hear from you. 913-586-7965. Yeah, listen, Kansas City has some of the nicest people in the world. You know, Midwest nice. Now, big ovation for Chris Bubich as he came off the hill after 4 1/3 innings. That's Kansas City right there. Good people that care about other people. Now, I appreciate that. I do. But there is a part of me that's saying, what are we clapping for? Again, Chris Bubich's final line, I thought he was better than what his final line shows. I do. But I would not have been applauding as he came. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Way to get us started, Kevin. Let's go to Brad in Olathe. Brad, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I've been on a couple times in the radio this season, and I got a two-part question for you, and I'll listen off the air. We are 9.5 games out, as I just checked the standings 5 minutes ago. My first question is the division race lost? Have we lost the division race? And my second question is, if we are going to chase the wild card, what are we going to have to do to make the postseason? I'll take your comments off the air. Love your show. Listen every night. We'll see you again.
Yeah, that's very nice of you, Brad. Thanks for the phone call. Is the division race over? No. Do I believe it's over? Yes. Does that make sense? I mean, there are 94 games to play. As you mentioned, the Royals are 9.5 games back. Of course you can overcome that over the course of 94 games. Now the issue is, I think that means you're rooting for an injury on the Detroit Tigers, and that's a horrible thing to do. So, you know, barring injury, and they already suffered one today with their 22-year-old flame-throwing right-hander Jackson Jobe about to undergo Tommy John surgery. So that's a big blow to them. That's their, you know, Jack Caglione of sorts, right? He was a late call-up last year, but I mean, the Royals lost Cole Ragans for who knows how long earlier today as he's placed on the IL. So, yeah, I believe the division race is over, but this is baseball, and with 94 games to go, no. But when you drop 2 of 3 to the Tigers here at Kauffman Stadium, personally, I came to grips with the fact that I'm no longer focused on the division. Now, normally I scream at people on the radio when it's June and you're talking about the wild card. Because with 3 wild cards, man, you got to be some crappy ball club to already be out of the wild card or to solely focus on the wild card. You have to be a crappy ball club to be out of the wild card. Everybody, for the most part, is still alive, save the White Sox, I'm guessing the A's. But even Baltimore is 8 games back of the final wild card spot. Why wouldn't they believe that we could still have a chance? We can get hot over the next month, make a move before the trade deadline. So, Royals 2 games back of the final wild card spot right now. In order to make the playoffs, they need to add a bat, and the bats that they currently have need to pick it up. And Salvi and Bobby, we're seeing a nice run here from Jonathan India. Salvi runs into a 2-run blast tonight, but you need that more often. What you need is to no longer have the worst offense in Major League Baseball when it comes to hitting with runners in scoring position. Royals 0-for-5 tonight, 0-for-12 in the series with runners in scoring position, and their OPS in those spots is 591. A league average OPS is about 700. Royals with runners in scoring position, 591. There's no other team in Major League Baseball that has an OPS below 600 in those spots, and the Royals do. So that needs to change. You need to add a bat, and you need your pitching staff to stay healthy. Look, 94 games to go, and we're already talking about the wild card. It's not going to be easy. But you have an aggressive owner, an aggressive front office. They're not going to sit idly by. They're not going to sit on their hands. They're going to do everything they can to get this team to October. You don't call up Jack Caglione this early into his first professional season and then wave a white flag. No, it's foot on the gas pedal for the next 5.5 years, or at it better be foot on the gas pedal for the next 5.5 years. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Wes. Wes, you're on 96.5 The Fan. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Vern. How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
We're all Royals fans. We will all love the Royals, whether they're losing or not. You know, I'm that kind of guy. But when do we start looking inward? When do we start looking, I don't know if they have they all have individual hitting coaches or if they're club hitting coaches or what. But when do we start looking inward and why aren't we backing these players up? I'll listen off the air. I don't know what you're saying.
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
No, you're good. When do we start calling the coaches onto the carpet? We keep calling the players on the carpet. When do we start calling the coaches on the carpet?
Do it. If you want to do it, do it.
You know, where are the hitting coaches at? Why aren't we? I know don't make big changes during the season. I get it. But we got to do something sometime.
Who do you point to? Who do you think that a hitting coach is screwed up?
They're not screwing anybody up. But everybody needs a little bit of love all the time. If that makes any sense. You got to keep working on your swing. You got to keep every pitcher's different. Every at-bat's different. Keep yourself fluid. I don't know. That's what they do with my boy when he has hitting coaches. His hitting coaches are great. And some of our ex-Royals, and it's kind of like a classic car. You keep him in tune.
Yeah. Yeah, well, appreciate the phone call, Wes. They're working. Before the players get here, the coaches are grinding. After the players leave, the coaches are grinding. They're working hard. I mean, are we going to blame a coach that Salvi is having this poor of a season? Is it on the coaches that Vinny got off to a slow start in April? Does a coach get credit for what Mikel's doing and what we saw from Drew Waters? Listen, I'm never one really to blame the coaches or the managers. That's just not my style because they get none of the credit when the team does well. To me, it's on the guys wearing the uniforms as far as out there on the field. I just don't see a hitter on this team where I'm going, man, someone else is responsible for your ineffectiveness. And let's remember, I just need a player or two. Who are we talking about? It's easy to blame a coach. I get it. Because that's one person. Let's fix that one person, even though there are, three hitting coaches. But let's pretend you fix this one person and everybody is going to suddenly start hitting it. If it was that easy, obviously that move would have been made, but it's not that easy. Again, Jonathan India is batting .316 here in the month of June. Bobby freaking Witt Jr. Mikel Garcia is one of less than 20 big leaguers batting better than .300. Vinny Pasquantino's batting .358 since the end of April. Salvi just went bridge tonight. He has a few home runs over the course of his past, over the past week, right? 4 home runs in his last 17 games. Jack Caglione just showed up. I mean, I'm pointing out, what are we talking about? Who are we saying you're screwing it up and it's a direct reflection of the coaches? Drew Waters, John Rave, Nick Lofton, Kyle Isbell. I mean, what are we expecting from those guys? Is it a talent thing? I mean, honestly, you want to know what I think would be much better than the lineup that they're putting out here tonight? With all due respect to Drew Waters and John Rave, how nice would good MJ Melendez look there? Or good Michael Massey? Or good Hunter Renfroe? I mean, guys that you were really relying on to provide some power this season are nowhere to be found. Massey's hurt. MJ's in Omaha. Renfro's at home. So now you're asking a bunch of singles hitters to become doubles hitters and home run hitters. Or you're asking this offense to string together 3, 4, 5 consecutive singles and, you know, nickel and dime a mashing ball club like the New York Yankees. Royals' record falls back to 500 for the first time since April 29th. My game notes following this, 6-3 loss to the New York Yankees. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Brody was at the game tonight. Brody, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I'm a young Royals fan. You know, we got Bobby Witt. We got this new guy, Jackie. He did okay tonight. You know, how long do you think it'll take for this team to be a legitimate World Series contender? Thank you. I'll listen off the air.
Yeah, well, they should be right now. If you're calling up Jack Caglione, it's not to kick the can down the road. It's to get to October. And if you get to October, you have a chance to win it all. So right now, and every single season until 2030, the Royals better be competing for the postseason. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Shane in Oak Grove. Shane, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I got a couple things. So you've already mentioned Jonathan India several times. I really have been impressed with how he's picked it up lately. I personally know you just brought up MJ. I think he might have been humbled realizing, you know, my spot in the big leagues is not guaranteed. And he has been balling out in AAA. And, I mean, you're exactly right. Like, John Rave, I like the dude. He didn't have pop. I mean, Nick Lofton, Drew Waters, they actually have been battling hard whenever they've been in. I thought going into this game, to be honest with you, that we had the pitching advantage with Chris Bubich. And based on the ERA, and I don't know why, Clark Schmidt, I mean, going into this matchup, we had the pitching advantage based on the numbers for the year. And there's not a bigger Bobby Witt Jr. fan in this world than me. But when Aaron Judge stepped in to the – I mean, obviously we talked about the home run. We've exhausted that. We beat that like a dead horse, the home run yesterday. But he sets the tone. And every time that we've played against the Yankees, Bobby has not really shown up as much. And I'm not going to badmouth the best freaking – I love Bobby Witt Jr. You know this. I mean, I've called him enough for you to know that. But, like, he sets the freaking tone. And we go 0-4 tonight, right. Which I hate calling out Bobby because I love Bobby Witt Jr.
Nothing
but literally, Aaron
that's
Judge.
That's why he is Bobby Witt Jr. He can handle it.
Exactly. And I know nobody works harder than him. And right. So it's just, you have to, I look at like the players like Patrick Mahomes for a cross sport comparison, the best players, they step up in the biggest moments in the biggest series. Obviously this is a series in June. It's not the playoffs, but these games matter. These opportunities
these
matter.
If you want to be right.
If you want to be talked about in the same conversation as Aaron Judge, then you have to ball out when you're going against Aaron Judge. And I mean, there's no Aaron Judge is 1-1 in this sport. But and I know I've said it 10 times. I love freaking Bobby Witt Jr. He's my guy. Mm-hmm. But you have to step up in these series, and he leads by example. He is who everybody watches. Like they go as he goes. And so I guess all I'm saying is, I see Aaron Judge doing what he does, but you have to – if you're going to be the guy and be in that conversation at the end of the season in the AL MVP every single year with this man that you're going to be in every year, I mean, you have to ball out when it matters.
Shane, it's as simple as this, man. No doubt. I appreciate the phone call. Royals have now lost 5 straight series here at home. It's as simple as this. For the Kansas City Royals, maybe this isn't true for the big market teams, but for the Kansas City Royals – this year and for the foreseeable future, your stars must be stars, and everyone must execute. That's the only way you're going to win. Stars are stars, and everyone on the team attacks each at-bat, you know, the way that championship ball club did in 2015, where the scoreboard's going to dictate my approach. If it's just moving a runner, if it's laying down a bunt, if it's hitting the ball the other way, if it's doing anything but striking out, they were going to execute the plan in that particular at-bat. They weren't trying to play hero. They were trying to play team baseball. That's the only way the Kansas City Royals are ever going to win. Until the financial structure of this sport changes, your big money stars have to produce like big money stars, and everyone needs to be bought in and execute the plan. Neither of those things have really happened this season. Bobby's been an all-star, sure. Salvia's not. Jonathan India has not up until late. Vinny Pasquantino was not in April, but Vinny's been red hot since. He extends his career best on base streak tonight to 26 games. Now, Waka, sure. Lugo's been banged up because of injury.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But let's be real, your big money stars have not been big. And the execution in the big spots has been horrific. Royals lose 6-3. We have to take a quick timeout. We get right back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Good news, my friends, there is a better way to feed your family, a way to eat healthier and still stretch dollars. Guaranteed Foods unconditionally guarantees every single product even after you eat it. That's how good Guaranteed Foods is. That's how confident they are in their products. Again, they didn't get the name Guaranteed Foods by accident. Now, dating back to 1958, right here in Kansas City, five people started Guaranteed Foods with the vision to provide a better, easier, and safer way to feed growing families and back it by the best guarantee in the food industry. And fast forward to today, Guaranteed Foods is the most respected home food service in North America, making healthy eating fun, easy, and affordable. I love it. You'll love it too. Call or click today.
888-500 Guaranteed Foods. Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Royals Baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
2-2 pitch for Bolin. Swing and a hot shot glove by Garcia from the seat of his pants. He gets it out at second and an out at first. Oh my gosh, a 5-4-3. Unbelievable inning-ending double play.
a hot shot to Garcia, threw from the seat of his pants to the second baseman, India. He got it to Caglione in time to get LeMahieu. An unbelievable 5-4-3 double play to end the inning and keep the Yankees off the board.
Oh, wow. Yeah, great call. Steve Stewart, as heard here on 96.5. The Fan, bases loaded, one out, and Jonathan Boland gets a hot shot off of the bat at DJ LeMahieu. But you ain't getting it past our hot corner. Michael Garcia with an amazing play. And without question, tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Jonathan India made a great turn on that play as well. Jonathan India tonight, on base three times. He goes 2-for-4. I mentioned he's batting .316 here in the month of June with a pretty nice strikeout-walk ratio. A small sample size. It's only the 11th of June, but still, three walks to four strikeouts this month for Jonathan India. He is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958. Call them today at 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Royals lose 6-3. Chris Bubich takes the loss. Royals had one batter with a multi-hit night. That was the aforementioned Jonathan India. All right, let's go back to the phone calls as the boys in blue fall back to 500 for the first time since the end of April. We go to Colin in Kansas City. Colin, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you? All right. Colin from Kansas City, but I'm a Minnesota Twins fan. Just wanted to see what you guys think the solution is to catch up to not only us being 2.5 games ahead, but also Cleveland and Detroit. What's the missing piece there?
Hitting with runners in scoring position. They're the worst in the sport. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Brady and Lawrence. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, Brady.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Wife and I went out to the game tonight. Even though we lost, we had a good time. It was a beautiful night to be out there. Seeing that double play in real time was incredible. Bases loaded. Big pressure situation. And seeing that play so fast in person was pretty cool. But to respond to the guy saying, calling for the heads of the hitting coaches, when the guys are hitting the ball well, do we praise the hitting coaches? No, we praise the player because that's ultimately who hits the ball as a player. And then also, one as far as the hitting goes, one thing I did notice is first pitch strikes. Yankees seem to swing at a lot of first pitch strikes. They seem a little bit more aggressive versus we watch a lot of first pitch strikes go by us. Just an observation, so I'll hop off. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't have those statistics. Maybe I'll have a chance to look those up. Well, they wouldn't be updated just yet. Yeah, maybe. What I will say about the New York Yankees is, man, do they work an at-bat. You know, from afar, I'm always wondering, why does it seem like every Yankees game is going 3 hours, 3.5? I think the answer might be, to quote their manager from years ago, they have a bunch of savages in the box. A 41-pitch second inning against Chris Bubich. Man, I want to dive into that second inning. Oof. Maybe we'll get to that before we get out of here. Man, did I... Who knows how this game turns out if home plate umpire, was it Lane Barrett, Lance Barrett? Excuse me. If he punches out Jazz Chisholm like he should have, who knows how this game turns out? Probably the same, honestly. Probably the same. Why would I think it would turn out differently? Seven straight losses to the Yankees in all of them. They're clearly the better team. Even in the things you take pride in, right? Hey, the Kansas City Royals of 2024, we are led by our rotation. Okay, well, the Yankees starters were better in the postseason. 2025, man, this Royals rotation is strong. The bullpen is good. The defense is good. Yankees have been better on all fronts. Let's head up to St. Joe, talk with Brooks. Brooks, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Big fan of yours. I'm a Baltimore Orioles fan, named after Brooks Robinson.
I was going to say, man, I love your name. Love your name. I always thought if I had a son, I might go Brooks.
Yep. You're like the most realistic fan that I listened to. Stuck with Royals fans all the time. What is with the Orioles winning 10-1 against the Tigers tonight? What are the odds that the O's and Royals might be in the wild card position?
Oh my goodness! Could you imagine that? Those two teams, what they would have to do over the final 3.5 months to meet up again in the postseason. I mean, I don't think Baltimore has the pitching. The Royals at least have pitching that can give me the hope that they'll be there in the end.
Well, Vern, not to cut you off, but me being a St. Joe boy, what if the O's do a nice little trade, get no Cameron?
Oh, no. If I'm the Royals, I'm not part. I'd rather part with Seth Lugo or. Yeah, I'd rather part with Seth Lugo than I would Noah Cameron. You have 6 years of Noah Cameron. You're going to lose Seth Lugo in 3 months.
Yeah, but you guys have six starters.
Well, not anymore. Cole Reagans is on the IL. He has a rotator cuff strain.
Well, that's unfortunate for them.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah.
And no Bubik didn't look great tonight.
No, you're right. No doubt. I agree. Brooks, nice hearing from you, brother. Thank you very much. Let's go to Dave in Lenexa. Dave, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals lose 6-3.
Hey, Vern, thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I hope I'm not going to add to your frustration
because
I am really, really frustrated with this type of a game in particular against the Yankees. How does baseball fix this money problem? The Yankees have an almost 4 times larger payroll than the Royals do. And I don't know, the Yankees, when you watch these games between these two teams, the Yankees players realize who they are and who they're playing for, and they are out there giving 120% on every play, every pitch, whether they're in the box or they're playing their defensive position. They are competing with everybody else on that team for playing time. And you can just see such a high level of focus and almost fear that there's somebody behind them that's going to be taking their place if they don't perform at that high level. And the Royals, they're a fun team, and I've loved them since the day they came to Kansas City. And we support them greatly every year. But we cannot financially write the checks that the Yankees can. When they have a position that's not being played well, they just go buy what they need.
Right.
And nobody else in baseball except the Dodgers, I suppose, can do that.
Mets do it as well. But yeah, no, you're 100% right. Yeah, listen, those type of teams, the New York teams, the Dodgers, when they make a mistake, it doesn't crush them the same way it does this organization. Nothing can be done to change that because you already have a soft salary cap. I would be shocked if a hard salary cap is implemented. The move that Major League Baseball tried and is trying to do to level the playing field is adding extra wild card spots, like we saw a few seasons ago, by putting more teams in the postseason. As you know, loving this game, October's fluky. Most Royals fans, we all learned that back in 2014. So I think Major League Baseball's attempt to offset, like you mentioned, one team's payroll being blown out of the water by another's by more than 4 times. I think baseball tries to offset that by throwing more teams into the playoffs and hoping that, chaos happens. Personally, as a diehard, lifelong baseball fan, I love the history almost as much as the present. I hate the extra wild card. What are we doing playing 162 games and then letting half of the league into the playoffs? You're telling me we've been playing every day for 6 months and, well, I'm not sure who the 16 best teams are. What do we do? No, we play 162 games. I think I know who the four best teams are. But I understand where we're at in 2025. It's all about TV, and people only watch baseball nationally come the postseason, so let's make the postseason longer. I understand why they're doing it. I think it's, you know, shooting themselves in the foot. If you want to expand the postseason, cut the regular season in half. If you want people to care about teams outside of their own city, you can't ask them to subscribe to a 162-episode series for 30 different teams. Sports fans can keep updated on, you know, 32 different NFL teams over the course of 16, 17 weeks, because a few of them are going to fall off over the course of the NFL season. But if you really want baseball to become a national sport, you want people in Kansas City to know what's going on with the Rays and the Mariners, you can't ask them to watch every day for 6 months. You can't ask them to watch 162 games. Let me step off this soapbox real quick. Dave, thanks for the phone call, man. 913-586-7965. Now, that's not going to change because the players are not going to agree to a salary cap, nor should they. Well, as I say that, the only way this sport is going to grow the way it needs to grow is if owners and players work together, but there's so much justified mistrust that's been sown over the past century. You know, the players' union is never going to get along with the owners. They're never going to hold hands and try to grow the game together. So, with that sunny outlook, let's go back to the phone calls. Oh, and by the way, there might be a lockout in a few years. Yeah. Hey, let's go to Brady and Lawrence. Hey, Brady, how you doing? Oh, we lost Brady. No, I probably bummed him out. Vicky and Shawnee. Vicky, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Well, I'm calling to let you know that it's just a game, okay? You can calm down and know that it's just a game. But when the fans are paying money to go see a game, they expect their players to be disciplined enough and professional enough to get rid of the silliness of this stupid Yankee team playing 20 minutes with a pitcher? That's ridiculous. The pitcher should get him out. I don't understand what.
Well, it's
why
just a game, Vicky. They get calm up down. There.
Well, I know it's a game, but I don't like their tactics of the Yankees making a pitcher pitch 36 pitches in one inning. This is how they do it. And the Royals have to have discipline enough to say, this is our house. And you can't come in here and act like this.
Okay.
Right?
All right, Vicky. Yeah, sure. Whatever. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7965. Thought she was putting me in my place, and then she got all worked up. Let's go to Brian in Blue Springs. Brian, you're on the postgame show on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you, buddy? Haven't talked to you this year yet.
Nice to hear from you.
I'm probably going to have a little unpopular opinion tonight. I've had your energy, though, that you had at the beginning of the show for the better part of a month now. Like, it's got to fall at the feet of J.J. Piccolo. I understand, you know, what he's done with the pitching staff. I understand, you know, him bring along Bobby Witt and some of the hitters. But we all saw last year what happened. Okay, we had a really good pitching staff. We were unbelievable with two out hits and runners in scoring position, like to the clip of unheard of in Major League Baseball at one stretch. Right, that's just stupid.
Especially with how much Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi were doing it all. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Right, you can't expect that to happen. And JJ Piccolo did nothing this offseason.
India, they made the move for India.
India is not a fix for this lineup. I'm sorry. It's not.
That's how he was presented.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's
how he was presented, though, right? He's
going
to be on base in front of Bobby, and Bobby's going to drive him in every night. That's how it was presented.
Exactly. But one guy, he is a Massey on his best day.
It was him and Caglione. I mean, they never said that, but you know they had hopes that Caglione would be that mid-season power boost that they needed.
Vern, that wasn't enough this offseason. I'm sorry. It was not. We saw what happened to the Yankees. And I've told my buddies, you know, we watched the game. We go down by 3 runs, 4 runs. I turn it off. We can't come back.
And I'm sure the team would respond by saying, you know, we made a run at Anthony Santander and Jurickson Profar. And, you know, you can miss me with that. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying that's an excuse, because you don't get a trophy for trying. You know, it's not the try hard league. It's the win league. And, yeah, no, I think you bring up a great point. You needed to go find another bat. And, you know, that inability is coming home to roost.
You needed to find a thumper, and we got an on-base guy. I mean, I understand where our hands are tied. We got to do what
we got to
do.
Needed both.
Yes, you needed both, yeah. 100%. Yeah. And you needed a 20-home run, 100-RBI guy that was out there that you could have brought in. You had to go get that guy. And Mark Canha and Hunter Renfroe and Kevin Biggio. Vernon made me want to throw up. I'm like, what are we doing? We're just retreading guys that have shown – they can't be successful on other teams.
Yeah.
You know, Hunter Renfroe, he's had an okay career. He's never been a, oh, yeah, that's the guy. You know, let's get guys on the front of him.
He's the 6-7 hitter.
He's not the guy.
Right.
You know,
right.
Mark Canha, he can hit a few home runs. He's not that guy.
He's good against lefties. He's a platoon bat. Right. Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly. We're running retreads. And J.J. Piccolo's got to fix it.
And once they missed out on Santander and Profar, once they took more money to go elsewhere, and thank God they did, but once they made that move, then the Royals pivoted and said, well, we have this surplus of money. Where are we going to spend it? Let's bring in Carlos Estevez. Now, we're all happy that Estevez is here, but I don't think that, and Brian, I appreciate the phone call. I'm with you. I understand your point, and I think you make solid points. Now, some of this also goes to what the previous caller was talking about, and the difference in not market size, but in payroll. So, you know, what this team needed was Jonathan India, Carlos Estevez, and the Anthony Santander type of bat. They needed all three, but I think this offseason goes to show you're lucky to get two. Just financially, you're lucky to get two. Now, I don't think it's my job, nor is it your job, to pinch pennies for John Sherman. He's doing just fine. So if you're going to hold JJ's feet to the fire and say you needed to go out there and get another bat, I think that's fine. But in that same breath, I think you need to hold ownership's feet to the fire and say, give them more money. Because you needed Estevez, you needed Jonathan India, and you needed another bat. So I think they're kind of one and the same. Because, in my opinion, Piccolo and his front office mates have shown you, if you allow us to spend money, we're going to find good avenues to go down to find a pitcher, a hitter, a defender. We're going to find someone that is going to earn that money. Right? Mark Canha's doing his job. He's hitting lefties. Jonathan India's been getting on base of late. You look at his last, 31 games? Yeah, he's reached base in 25 of his last 31 games, has an on-base percentage of .350, which is right there with his career average. So India's doing, especially over the past month, sure, he got off to a slow start, and he's questionable defensively, but you brought him in to get on base, and he's been doing that. Sure, Hunter Renfroe was a mess. I'll agree. But it's still my opinion that this front office is hitting at the clip that they must hit at, 70% or better. Waiver claims, trades, draft picks, free agent signings. When you're in a market like this, in a league like this, with a salary structure like this, the Royals need to hit at a 70% clip, and I think that this front office still is. But good stuff, man. Nice to hear from you. Thank you very much for the phone call. 913-586-7965. We go to Evan in Kansas City. Evan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Long time listener. Love we get.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey. I've been out to the game last night and tonight, and man, kind of just jumping up. What you've been saying, some callers have been saying tonight, it's just watching the Yankees approach and just the way they go about playing. Just it seems like they have more juice, more passion. They're like on the base pass, they're jumping around and they're fouling balls off. And I don't know if that goes back to coaching or just the approach overall.
Or talent, talent too. You got to throw talent in there. They got a guy that once led the league and I mean, was the batting champion hitting eighth. Their 7 hitter has a pretty good case to start the All-Star game. They're a stacked team, right? They're obviously more talented. Yeah, go ahead.
I agree, and that's something that we can't control. But at the same time,
it's still baseball. You can beat them. I'm with you.
Yeah, exactly. The whole Jazz Chisholm thing aside, like I just want to see some passion, some fire, and that's just the main thing. Like they don't need to plunk Jazz Chisholm, but like. Just give me a little energy. Give me a little juice. You know, like the fans came out there. Like last night, there was 30,000 plus, and it was awesome atmosphere. Ain't nothing. You know, it was just tough. So I'll look up the air. Just kind of wanted to speak my mind a little bit. But love what you're doing. Still gonna root for the Royals the rest of the year and go to the wild card, baby. There we go.
There you go. There you go, Evan. Way to good dismount there. Yes, still supporting the boys. Still believing with 94 to play, a 500 record. What do you do from here on out? Plenty of time to get there. Plenty of time to put yourself in position, both talent-wise, personnel-wise, and mentality-wise. Still plenty of time to put yourself in a position where when you get to October, you can do some damage. More damage than you did a year ago. Still time, but a lot of work to do. Royals lose 6-3. We take our final quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Man, I told you I don't have to and we shouldn't pinch pennies for ownership. No, because I don't know about you, but I need to pinch pennies on my own. I just had to replace the battery in my truck. Man, listen, I go on and on about Guaranteed Foods and how I love the healthy, delicious food that my wife and I receive from Guaranteed Foods. But, man, I love the money that we save as well. With that food supply on hand at home 24/7, we're not going shopping to the grocery store as often, which means we're saving a ton of money, not only on groceries, but also on those impulse buys that we're no longer making. Man, we're saving, you know, 20, 30, 40 bucks a week. Who knows how much that turns into over the course of a year. We're not eating out as often, so that's saving us at least 50, 100 bucks every single week. And we're not wasting food anymore, because with Guaranteed Foods, their meat, their fish, their poultry, it's all individually portion packaged. So there's no leftovers, and again, no wasted food, so I'm saving money. It's Guaranteed Foods. Check them out. It's not just great food and service, man. Like I'm saying, it's a dollar stretcher. Find out for yourself today.
888-5000. Guaranteed Foods. Or guaranteedfoods.com.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
6-3, Royals lose game 2 to the New York Yankees, dropping the series to the Bronx Bombers, and the Royals' record drops to 500 for the first time since the end of April. Jack Caglione picked up a base hit, a 110-mile-per-hour rocket into right field. Cags now has 8 hits in 8 games as a big leaguer. The loss tonight went to Chris Bubich. He threw 4 1/3 innings, 5 runs on 6 hits. He walked 4 and he struck out 3. Bubich, 0-3 lifetime against New York. And quickly, if you missed the game, Royals fell down early. In the second inning, 5 runs come in to score, and it's basically over after that. The only runs the Royals scored were all in the 9th inning. A 2-run home run from Salvador Perez, and then an errant throw by Yankees third baseman Oswaldo Peraza led to the 3rd and final Royals run. Salvi's home run, by the way, career home run number 279. He's now 38 away from George Brett's franchise record and just 3 back of Brian McCann for the 8th most home runs by a catcher in baseball history. But as far as Bubich, I want to just quickly go to that second inning. Scoreless game, Bubich v. Clark Schmidt. Leading off the second was Cody Bellinger, and Bubich throws him a get-me-over first-pitch fastball in the middle of the dish, and the former National League MVP takes it to the right center field wall, showing some great hustle out of the box. Bellinger makes it all the way to third for a leadoff triple. Okay, so he's going to score, and that's easily going to be on Chris Bubich. Next batter is Jazz Chisholm. Bubich gets ahead of Chisholm 1-2. It's 2-2. It fouls off one, fouls off another. 7th pitch of the at-bat. It's strike 3. But it's called ball 3. Okay. So Bubich still has a chance to get out of it. It might sound like I'm making an excuse for Bubich, but you know what? He's earned it. The way he's thrown this season, he's earned me making an excuse for him. I don't believe I'm making an excuse. I think I'm just pointing out what happened. But had that strike 3 call been properly called, it's 1-0 at the end of second. Who knows how this game turns out? Nonetheless, it's not called strike 3, and Chisholm ends up drawing a walk. So it's 1st and 3rd with nobody out. Anthony Volpe hits a high chopper to Bobby Witt Jr.'s right. It would have been a tough double play, and they don't turn the double play because it was a high chopper. I don't think anyone's to blame. I don't think Jonathan India should have made a quicker turn. To me, that's a, okay, fine. RBI fielder's choice. I got no problem with that one. That run goes on Chris Bubich. So Volpe's on first with one out. Royals are down 1-0. Bubich then gets Trent Grisham to ground out to the right side. Volpe moves up to second base. DJ LeMahieu then draws a 4-pitch walk. Okay, yeah, that's fine. You want to put that on Bubich? Of course, a 4-pitch walk, 1st and 2nd with 2 outs. Austin Wells steps to the dish, and he smacks a 92-mile-per-hour fastball that's out over the dish. He smacks it to center field, and the 2nd run comes in to score. So 2-0, that's fine. Again, had that strike three call been properly called, it's 1-0 heading to the bottom of the second inning. But whatever, 2-0, you can live with that. 2-0, Wells is on second base, LeMahieu's on third, Paul Goldschmidt is at the dish. Goldschmidt puts an easy swing on a changeup in the middle of the dish. Poor location again from Chris Bubich. I'm not excusing him, but it's not all on him. So Goldie goes to the opposite field on that beautiful swing. Two runs come in to score. And the throw from John Rave wasn't great, the throw to the plate. But Goldschmidt took such a wide turn at first base. Man, maybe it's on Salvi. Maybe Salvi should have yelled to Caglione a little louder to cut that ball off. But if Cags cuts that ball off, that throw from John Rave, Goldschmidt is dead at second base, and that's the third out. It's 4-0 New York. We'll see what happens. But Cags lets the throw through. It goes home. No. Wells still scores. Goldschmidt moves up the extra 90 feet, and now he scores on the very next pitch as Ben Rice puts an easy swing on an elevated fastball at 93, and he, just like Goldschmidt, he goes to the opposite field, and Goldie's thinking home the entire way, so it's 5-0 Yankees at the end of two. Again, maybe it sounds like excuses, but if the umpire makes the proper call, that inning ends with only one run scored. If the defense makes the proper play, it's 4-0, but instead, it's 5-0. And the game was all but over at that point, especially when the offense once again goes 0-for-5 with runners in scoring position. Bubich comes out in the third, goes 1-2-3, works around a leadoff single in the fourth, and he can't finish the fifth. He needs 97 pitches to record 4 1/3 innings. Bubich supported, well, not really supported by his offense. He didn't get a single run of support tonight. It's not new, though. Bubich has received one run or zero runs in more than half of his starts, 7 of his 13 starts. Bubich has received 2 runs or fewer in 9 of his 13 starts so far this season. Let's hear what he had to say after the game. This audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network.
Second inning, just kind of how it got away from you there?
Yeah. You know, I came out pretty hot, feeling pretty good in the first inning, maybe too good looking back on it, and then, you know, back was against the wall right away there with the first pitch triple, and you know, falling behind in counts consistently, and just, you know, misses started to get a little bit bigger as the pitch count started to rack up. And when you throw 41 pitches in an inning, you know, that's a lot of pitches. And you know, credit to them though, you know, they're a team that make sure, you know, pitchers are in zone. They don't expand too often, especially early in the count. And you know, they made it tough. I made it really tough on myself, falling behind in those counts there, and you know, had to come back over the plate. And they got hits, hit the ball hard, you know, in the gap, singles, doubles, whatever it was. But yeah, just, you know, an inning you don't want to think about too much. But at the end of the day, you know, to let it spiral like that definitely sucks, because, you know, early like that, they get momentum pretty early. You want to keep it at maybe a run or two instead of having the inning snowball like that. But it is what it is. Try to bounce back and, you know, keep pitching after that.
When you say the first inning, maybe two, can you explain a little bit what you think about?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, physically I felt good. I was attacking the zone. Stuff felt really good. You know, got good swing and miss and everything, but maybe that's a product of feeling pretty fresh after, you know, 9-10 days or whatever, however long it's been. And then, like I said, second inning, just get blitzed a little bit there in the first pitch. He put a good swing on a fastball over the plate, hit in the gap. He can run a little bit, so you know, guy in third to start the inning makes it difficult. But Yeah, and then from there, like I said, just behind in a lot of counts, misses started to get a little bigger and put myself in a bad spot.
There you go. That's Chris Bubich. Thanks to Annie Rogers of MLB.com for supplying the question. Bubich, now 13 starts into a season, he's still averaging more than 6 innings per start. And despite the fact he gave up 5 earned in less than 5 frames tonight, his ERA is still 1.92, sixth best in Major League Baseball, and he's one of only 3 pitchers in franchise history to have a sub-2 ERA through his first 13 starts. Let's go to Chase in Raymore. Chase, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. You know, we were out there tonight. Disappointing loss, as everyone is, of course, but... You know, call me crazy. I don't feel this sense of urgency to win now as a lot of people do around the city. You know, need I remind everybody where we were just a few short years ago? 56 wins back in 2023. And I got to say, I got a lot of hope in the future for these boys. You know, we got Noah Cameron, hometown stud, coming up. Jack Caglione. We got Bobby for the foreseeable future. And you know, I'm excited for the future of this franchise, and I haven't lost hope yet. Let's go Royals.
All right, let's go to Dave in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I might be keeping on the top. I've got a comment and then a couple questions, but I don't want to be a Pollyanna, but I share the same sentiment, and I think some of it is part of I've been listening to games on radio, so shout out 96.5 The Fan. But I'll just say it's been enjoyable. I like this team, and I think it's easy to like them when you got Denny on the call and, Vern, the work that you do. But I share that same sentiment. It feels like I don't want to get myself worked up over it. It feels like they're doing what they should be doing, or maybe just a little bit under – what I feel like they punched above their weight last year. And I feel like this is a little bit coming back to reality. Like you said, they didn't make these earth-shattering moves to try to win now. It feels like there's still a window for them to win. So I share your sentiment and hope that the front office is doing the things that they need to do in this next offseason and hopefully that next year. It's starting to feel, for me at least, like 2012, 2013, building towards something. So that's the comment. The questions I have with you is,
what's
one,
Jack Caglione doing here if you're building? I'm not yelling at you. I'm just, you're not the one doing it. But anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, I think to your point as well, what you've said of like, he wasn't learning the lessons that he needed to learn at Triple A. Like, well, I mean, he wasn't there.
If you're building, fine. Keep him in Triple A. You only bring them up at this point of the season if it's playoffs or bust. To me, it's playoffs or bust. It's not 2012. It's not 2013. Bobby Witt Jr.'s contract is only going up, up, up from here on out. Bobby has a decision to make at the end of the 2030 season. He can opt out and test free agency. From here until then, the World Series is the goal, and the playoffs is the floor, in my opinion.
Well, and you're not wrong there. And I think I have more than just the two questions, but I think what you just said kind of pivots where I'm at. And I don't want to get in like criticizing Q, but if we are trying to win now, it feels like we're managing with the lineup changes of like who's our first baseman, who's our left fielder, who's our center fielder, who's our right fielder. The identity, it feels like people are just getting exposure at different positions and trying
to
keep
good enough to earn
guys.
Who's earned what? In your opinion, who's earned what? Bobby's earned every day at shortstop. Mike Hell's earned every day at bats. Who else on this team has earned a spot on the everyday lineup in a set spot defensively?
And I think that's a valid point, which to me points all the more towards, like, I'm not going to get myself worked out. I've watched every World Series winning team, but I can't imagine that there's been a team who's gone deep, ALDS, ALCS, or won the whole thing, and they've been doing this like platoon infield, platoon outfield. To your point, it's like there's 4 guys that have kind of earned their position, and you know this is our guy. Keggs probably, like, if Keggs is getting called up, he's called up for his bat. Why is Vinny batting DH? And again, I don't want to get into too much with Q, and it just – it feels peculiar. It doesn't feel like it aligns with what the stated goals are. So that's where I'm just enjoying the thing. So that's the one question of, like, you know, who's on first. Then the other question, and this is like micro into the game tonight, but it was maddening to me. I preach it with my 10-year-old boy, and of like, control what you control. I hate the self-inflicted wounds. We're down 5-1. I think we're getting one hit at this point. Mikel Garcia gets the single up the middle, and I didn't see it. I saw it on game day, and it gets thrown out trying to stretch it to a double. You're down 4 runs. You need to build a rally. You're not going to do that by getting thrown out a second.
But you know what? I get that. I get that, and I didn't think he was going to make it. But what's more likely? He scores from second base, or this team rattles off like 3-4 singles and they play station. I mean, this team hasn't played station to station all season. They got to make something happen. Nobody's on base. Like you said, they were being held at one hit at that point. Man, I can't crush Mikel, you know, for bringing that passion, trying to make something happen and take that extra 90 feet. And, man, they just barely got him as well. It was... Yeah, it wasn't probably the most well-calculated risk, but I understand where his heart and where his competitive spirit was.
Well, I love that, and I'll leave with this, and I'll take this off air. What's the dynamic in the clubhouse like? I feel like we got a lot of all-American leaders, guys you can be proud of. I remember in that 2014-2015 run, we brought in a bat, maybe from New York, a veteran, kind of woke up.
Raul Ibanez,
and reminded these guys of, like, hey, you guys can be really, I almost dropped one. You guys can be really, you know.
Yeah, but the difference is that was 2014. That team hadn't done anything this team went to the playoffs last year. They know they're good. They've been talking all spring, all off season about, we want to get back there and do even more. They already know that. They don't need anyone to come in and remind them. They need to go out there and get the job done. They're the worst team in baseball when it comes to with hitting with runners in scoring position. That's the issue. No one needs to come in and say, hey, hit the ball when someone's on base.
Yeah, yeah.
They know it, and they're not doing it.
Who's the guy in the clubhouse now? Because I feel like Salvi's always been the joyful, you know, kid.
No
with
one's
the
producing, so no one wants... It's tough to be a leader when you're struggling.
Yeah.
Right? Jonathan India and Salvador Perez, those are your leaders. Those are your heart and soul guys. But they've struggled for a large chunk of the season. It's hard for anyone to, you know, take command of that room and tell everyone to, hey, shut up and listen. Even though, yes, everyone still would listen and shut up if Salvi said so. There's also an understanding of, hey, man, you're not carrying your weight. Don't you start pointing the finger at me.
No, that's good. I think they said Vern in there.
Did I went third person on that? I'm sorry. I appreciate the phone call, man. As far as first base is concerned, yeah, I don't know. Just observing Vinny, he didn't look right. Who knows? Yeah, I'm not sure. But back in the lineup, so obviously he's doing, you know, good enough to be in there as a designated hitter. I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on. I know there's been something going around on this team, right? We've had a guy pop up, not feel great over the past few weeks. But normally that means they're not in the... No, you can't say that. Because, I mean, he's still out there. I mean, shoot, he reached base twice. Extended his hitting streak. Vinny now matches his career-long hitting streak. 11 games. An infield pop-up in the ninth inning. Thanks for the phone call, Dave. Let's go to Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Vern. And, this is certainly a hard time to watch. You know, runners in score position can't score, can't even get a single, it seems like, because we only got, like, 3 hits, and most of them were singles, and we score too late, that there's even no point of scoring. But we just need to calm down. We just need to find the right bat, you know, whether that's Taylor Ward or Eugenio Suarez, take your pick, but we just need to calm down, take a deep breath.
Who needs to calm down?
Well, we all just need to, like, take a deep breath and just, like, stop trying to hit home runs every pitch. Now, not everybody's trying to hit home runs every pitch, but I feel like some of these players, I feel like they have to do too much because the offense is struggling, Vern.
No doubt. No doubt. Garrett, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thank you very much. All right, so it's another loss. You've already been swept by the New York Yankees once this season. Correct me if I'm wrong. They're the only team to sweep you this season. You haven't been swept at home all year. You can't get swept at home. I mean, you can, but you know what? I'm going to take the optimism. I'm going to take the optimism that some of you are bringing. We're going to hope for the best tomorrow as Seth Lugo takes the hill. And boy, do you need him at his best tomorrow. Now, you'll have Urseg, you'll have Estevez, so you should be good to go. Seth Lugo opposite Will Warren. It's a 6:40 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5:30. You know, maybe this is just a reflection of me being around the team in the offseason and throughout spring training and knowing their goals. Seeing in their eyes the belief that they had in one another, that this was going to be not just as good as last year, but even better than last year. So I'm still holding them to that standard. If you're not, I understand, but I am. I'm going to continue to do so. Get the win tomorrow, boys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. James Howell, thank you very much for the help back at the studio.
Been listening
Take care.
To Vern's postgame show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.